Imagine being a boy who was annually raped by his father, uncle, and brother. I don't need to imagine it. I was that boy. As a result, I have PTSD and night terrors. Currently, I have a cellmate. In Kyles versus Patrick 2025, Judge Jonathan Hawley ruled that prisoners with PTSD must have single cells. Having a cellmate triggers flashbacks that keep me from sleeping and keep me from sometimes eating and performing day-to-day functions. I'm classified as a vulnerable inmate due to being the victim of sexual abuse by other inmates in this facility, and I am also a gender-fluid individual. I am advocating because I feel anybody with mental health problems should have a single cell. If you agree, please contact the Commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Corrections, Sean Jenkins, at 508-422-3200. I'm housed at the Massachusetts Treatment Center. My mental health is rapidly decompensating. I also am willing to do emails. Snail mail is kind of troublesome for me because currently I don't have a job and I don't have people on the street. But email is free. To email me, you would go to corelynch.com. My inmate number is M132619. My legal name is Randall Phillips. I was born October 23rd, 1991, and because of the abuse that I've suffered, I feel much, much older. It wasn't just sexual abuse, it was physical abuse as well, and the physical problems regulate me to a bottom bunk. I'm pretty much an open book. If you guys are willing to write and willing to contact me, feel free. I value honesty and a sense of humor. Anything and everything is open for discussion, and I will try to be as honest as I can be about everything you guys want to know. So we start out as perfect strangers. So let's take the time to become perfect friends. I promise to reply to all emails, but I can't make the same promise for snail mail. I'm lonely. I feel abandoned by society, and I need a friend. If you're willing to reach out, do so. This is Willow Rose signing off. Have a good day.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.